another Beer Leaguer Podcast Shorts episode. So let's just jump right in. Okay, found some cool stuff online the last couple days that I wanted to bring to your attention. One is this came through, I think, on my Instagram feed originally. It's a company, they're called Wargate Hockey. And as always, links to all the stuff I talk about will be in the show notes and at thebeerleaguer.com. So that's the place to check out if you want links to stuff. It's called Wargate Hockey. And what their concept is it's a cool concept, I think, I'm not sure. But what they have is they have a like hybrid visor cage combo. And, you know, we've all seen those that are half and half kind of things. And like the clear plastic ones that are kind of half and half and some sort of hybrid like that. This one's different, though, because it's a completely separate visor and then a regular like steel lower half cage. And they're two separate pieces and you can buy them separately. And at first I was kind of like, that's weird. Why would you have that? But then I started to think of people have, you know, like different kind of specialty visors. You know, I know that there's people that have like tinted visors, you know, because of concussions and light sensitivity and things like that. So if you had that kind of a visor that you couldn't get a full cage or something like that for, you could go through these guys, Wargate Hockey, wargatehockey.com, and buy just like the lower half, which is just like the bottom half of the cage to go under your visor. So yeah, so it's kind of an interesting concept. I think it's worth looking at just to know that it's out there. Yeah, I'm really curious to see how it works in real life, how it kind of goes together, if it works well with, you know, not their visor, if it works well with, you know, a different visor on your helmet and stuff. So yeah, it's something interesting I thought I saw. So check that out. Another interesting thing that I came across on Reddit in the R Hockey Players community, someone put up kind of their spreadsheet of their cost of learning hockey the first 98 days. And while this isn't like anything groundbreaking, because guess what? It was expensive, because hockey's expensive. There's really interesting discussions going on in this. It's one of the nice things. I do like the Hockey Players community on Reddit there, because it's generally pretty good discussions about stuff. And this was one that I thought was good. Some of the comments on there about, you know, hey, you could have gotten away with, you know, cheaper shin guards or cheaper shoulder pads because you're just learning and you're playing beer league and, you know, stuff like that. But also how much ice costs. You know, this person got, I think, you know, had ice time on there. They had lessons on there, all their gear, stuff like that. And it's just an interesting breakdown of how much hockey costs, and just interesting to see the different ways that, you know, people say you can save money, because there is a lot of ways you can save money. It doesn't make hockey cheap, but it can make it cheaper, or at least more affordable for people. So I thought that was an interesting read through the comments, see what people say and tips and stuff they have for ways to save money. Another like more lighthearted read that I thought was pretty fun was from BLPA, the Beer League Players Association. There's a pretty funny little article about Beer League refs that it's fun. It's short read. It's pretty good. I definitely would say check it out. It's a long link, so check out the link again in the show notes or at thebeerleaguer.com. And if you guys didn't catch in the last full podcast episode, I was with Mason. We were talking about BLPA and the tournament we did recently with them, one of their bash tournaments that we did in Columbus, Ohio. And I think I'll do a little bit longer episode because we've done a couple of those. Do a full episode on those bash tournaments specifically, not just a generic travel tournament stuff. After we are going to plan on doing one they have up here in Cleveland, Ohio, coming up in August, I believe. And we're going to be playing in that. And so I think after that, we'll do like a larger kind of BLPA wrap-up review show, and I'll try and get some of the other guys that we'll be playing with and do a larger talk about it and the good and the bad and the stuff that we've liked and things like that with it. But the quick 2-second review of it, we had a lot of fun down in there, Columbus. They did a really good job with it. So there. Then finally, this is the social media account to follow for the episode, and also a couple cool videos. It's actually a store that has a YouTube channel. It's called The Hockey Shop. They're out in BC, Canada. And so I've never been there. But they have, you know, they have kind of like your normal store videos promoting their products and stuff that they have, and some fun videos and some fun shorts and stuff. But one of the things that I really like that they have is they have more kind of in-depth try-on videos. They've have them for helmets. They have them for skates. And what I really like is they kind of do like blind review of the helmets and the skates. And I think those are really, really helpful. They do a real good job of, you know, trying on the, you know, putting on a pair of skates, standing up in them, and the guy's saying like, oh, these feel like I have, you know, no room for my toes, or they feel really narrow, or I feel like I'm pitched forward. And like for the helmets, he's saying, you know, it's, I could tell as you are, you know, kind of sizing it down that it's, it fits really snug, or this one's a little bit loose, or this one kind of sits tall on my head, it feels like, you know, things like that, that are really, really, I think, nice reviews, because that's not the kind of reviews you normally get. Like I think of when I see a lot of hockey gear reviews online, I think of someone like Hockey Tutorial that they do reviews, and they do like insanely in-depth reviews on the gear itself and like get into the technology behind it and how stuff's made and kind of like the real nuts and bolts of how things are put together. And these guys are really just doing it. It's kind of more, you know, rapid fire reviews of stuff. And it is really just, these are comfortable. This is what I like. Oh, I don't like this. You know, and then on to the next one. So it's a really cool concept. It's a really cool idea. Recommend checking them out. It's The Hockey Shop on YouTube. Again, that's social media account of the week. Link for the helmet video I will put in the description, as well as a link to just get to all their videos and see some of their other fun stuff that they do that aren't these review videos that are going on. That's it for this shorts episode, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, any likes, shares, subscribes, reviews on iTunes, Spotify, anything, all that stuff is greatly appreciated. Helps the show grow, helps get out to more people. Thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll catch you in the next one.